Hi, this is a dictation for patient Sheila Franklin. S-H-E-L-I-A, Sheila. S-H-E-L-I-A, Franklin. F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 8-12-1952. Date of accident is 7-21-2024. Date of service is 8-19-2024. Sheila Franklin is here for a new patient evaluation. She reports of the following chief symptoms: severe pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, both knees, both ankles, right hip, bruise and hematoma. Along with numbness and tingling of both feet and headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 7-21-2024 around 12:30 p.m. She was traveling as a front seat passenger along with her son in a Suzuki car near Sussex, S-U-S-S-E-X in Detroit. And patient report, they were rear-ended, but she doesn't remember how they were rear-ended by a SUV on a stop sign. They were stopped on a, or to stop, and the other car hit them at 60 miles an hour. She doesn't remember the details of the accident. She flew out of the front door, and the damage to the car is unknown. The patient did go to the emergency room on 7-21-2024 to the DMC hospital. The reports are not available. The police reports are not available for the detailed accident. We have to re-dictate this part if we find more details. The patient is not able to provide. She has seen an eye doctor, Dr. Ferguson. The patient was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy, but she is not sure if she was wearing seatbelt or not. Cannot remember. Loss of consciousness is reported. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene and was taken to the hospital via the damages to the car is unknown. Rest of the presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are located to the left front 2 or 3 times per week and can last for 2 to 3 hours. Mostly they are located in the front of the head, severe, off and on, and the headache doesn't get relieved by Percocet. Sensitive to the light, but not sensitive to the noise. Associated with nausea, but there is no vomiting, seizure, or aura. Patient reports of additional symptoms of TBI, which are loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and floaters, as well as difficulty walking, fatigue, sleep disturbance, and anxiety. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness since the accident, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, denies any loss of equilibrium, seizures, denies any disorientation, loss of concentration, denies any incontinence of the urine, denies any taste problem or stuff. No history of lightheadedness, saddle anesthesia. No numbness and tingling, no radiculopathy or lethargic weakness are reported. Regarding the pain issues, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back, She also reports of moderate pain in the both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, both knees, both ankle and feet, to the tune of 9 and 10. She is obtaining Percocet from a family practice doctor of her own, and was seen at DMC Hospital to begin with. She also has seen Michigan Health and Pain Management on Warren Road, Westland. She has seen Lawrence Safadi, who has provided a disability for her in the month of July 25th, immediately after the accident. She sees a rheumatologist, associated physicians of Dearborn for ongoing issues with the arthritic issues. Regarding the pain, all of these pains are reported to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, sickening, heart burning, aching, heavy, splitting. They vary from 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. These ADLs are affected 10. Modified factors for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking or driving, especially too long. And they are improved by medications. There is a associated numbness and tingling in both feet, as patient reports, including all the toes. But there is no radiation from the lower back. The muscle weakness is also reported in generalized in both hands, upper extremities and lower extremities. Patient reports of having X-rays, CT scan, blood tests, bone scans done at the DMC Hospital and other providers. So far, she has had chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, and medications with equivocal relief. Kindly review the chart for the system review, for surgical history. She has had a knee replacement, left 2019. She has an ankle fracture 2024, where two operations were done. She apparently had a back surgery for the lumbar spine at McLaren Hospital in Clarkson by Dr. Khan in 2024. The patient has allergies to ACE inhibitors. Family history. Mother deceased of kidney disorders and dialysis. Father is deceased of prostate cancer. No other issues in the family. Patient is a single, lives alone. Current employment status. Patient is on disability due to her ongoing rheumatology issues, especially lupus. And rheumatoid arthritis. Legal history. Patient has case without. Also personal history and the ADLs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 190 over 123, pulse 66, pulse ox is 99. Height 5'11", weight 152. 72-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. Sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overly anxious and lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Interest and hygiene is normal. The patient has a cane and also braces, and she is able to walk reasonably well without any antalgic gait. Rest of the exam comes from the template. Including your electrical examinations. Musculature examination. Muscle spasm of the paravertebral muscles without tenderness or hypertonicity. And bilateral SI joint or tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was painful at 20 degrees. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman signs, Perlin signs, Vermeer test are found negative, the Stetson test negative. And total test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Bilaterally, with positive cross leg rest, cross leg raise test positive. Breger test is negative. Dudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Babinski test is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are tender. And bilateral Faber test and Gansner test are positive. The standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Hindenburg sign is negative. The extremities are examination is as follows. The patient is reporting pain in both the shoulders, both elbows, and both hand and fist, both knees, right hip, as well as both ankle and feet. They are described as follows. Bilateral shoulder joints, patient has on inspection normally appearing shoulder joints, with no dislocation, no laceration, no contusion or fractures are discovered. On palpation, there are no tender points and there is no contusion, laceration, no dislocation. The muscle strength at the shoulder level and distally is 4/5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff injury. And Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. Empty Birkin test, speed test, and near test and are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive bilaterally. Elbow joint. Patient represents some pain in the Olic Renan process in bilateral median lateral epicondyle. However, there is no fracture. Range of motion, the elbows are completely normal. I forgot about the shoulder range of motion is limited to 100 degrees bilaterally maximum, beyond which patient experience some pain. And then distally going to the hand and wrist on inspection, you find no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, wound fracture. On palpation, there are no tender points, no swelling. Motor power is 4/5. Grips are okay, but range of motion is normal, reflex is normal, motor power is 4/5, sensations are intact. rightful pulses are okay. The trinal sign is positive bilaterally, and phalanx sign is positive bilaterally. Hip joint. Right hip joint has a small contusion on palpation, but there is no other swelling or spasm, contracture, no alignment problem, and the contusion is slightly tender. Range of motions flexion is 140, extension 140, external rotation 40, internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is 4 by 5. No valgus varus abnormalities. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign and Trenberg test are negative. Log roll LE test, Thomas test are negative. An examination of both the knee joint on inspection, there are no scar, erythema, or effusion, except for the surgery that patient underwent for the left knee, total knee replacement. Other than that, no other scars. And minimal tenderness or swelling, and no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise are heard. The range of motions are normal, 135, collateral ligaments are intact. The motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative bilaterally. McMurray Steinman is negative bilaterally. Patellar apprehension test is positive bilaterally. In the ankle and feet, the patient can move all the toes. The flexors are normal. Sensations are intact. And the range of motion of the feet and ankle are normal, no fractures, dislocation, or contusion, swellings are noticed. There is a pedial edema, 2+ pitting edema, unrelated to the accident. Diagnosis. In general, 110. Rheumatoid arthritis, possible lupus, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, elbow M25.521, M25.522, M70.31, M70.32, wrist M25.531, M25.532, and M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Lower extremities, M79.604, M79.605, M25.551, M25.552, knee M25.561, M25.562, ankle and feet M25.571, M25.572, feet M79.671, M79.672, cervical spine M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXL. Sacroiliac joint M46.1, S33.5XXL, M54.17. Plan of Care for Sheila Franklin is from the template. Treatment plan is described as follows. Physical therapy is always 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, right hip, both knees, both ankle, both shoulders, both elbows, both wrists, and both sacroiliac joint. Traction massage is ordered, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and laser, and all other modalities. Patient is already disabled and is not working. House work replacement is ordered. Case management is ordered. Medications. Patients provided the following non-narcotic medications: Celebrex, 200 milligrams a day for Mobic. Oh, sorry. Celebrex is provided for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril, 7.5 milligrams. Sorry, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for healing, stomach protection. Elevil, 50 milligram at night for sleep. Help, relief of GAD and pain. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Patient is also obtaining narcotic pain medication from my provider for her arthritis, 3 times a day for Percocet, which is going to continue. DMAs, she is provided with back brace and a tension unit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, the patient may have had MRIs, we are not sure, we are trying to obtain it. And interventional pain procedures, none are being warranted at this minute. Once the diagnostics are reviewed, especially the MRIs, patient will be provided the options, surgical options, none, neuropsych, none, attended care and caseworker. Patient already has a caseworker that she brought with us. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. And direct contact is yes. Thank you.